All right, here's what I know is players and coaches, we are as frustrated and pissed off about what occurred yesterday as you can be, as anybody out there is. So losing a game like that hurts. And there are no words that I can say here today that are going to take away that pain or make those that care about the Raiders feel better. So I'm really not going to try. All right. We got to coach it better. We got to execute it better. We're tied together, players and coaches. The head coach and the quarterback get a one-loss record off the performance of these games. We've won a bunch of games over the last 3 years, and we're going to continue to win a bunch of games going forward. But yesterday was a disappointment, all right? And we can't go back and do anything about that. I tell the guys all the time, you get what you earn in this league, and what we've earned is a 6-7 record. What we have in front of us are 3 football games, and what we've got to do is take them one at a time, play good football, and win the next game, and see where that takes us. That's it. That's what we have. Okay? So it didn't go the way I wanted, like I said. It didn't go the way any of us wanted. We've got to man up, step up, go on to the next one, and control what we can, which is our effort and our energy and our focus and our determination in the next ball game. So, with that, questions.
Is there an update on Amari Cooper?
No, he tweaked his ankle again yesterday and didn't return after that.
He was in traffic, I guess, with a run going that way.
Yeah. Toss. It was a toss, crack toss. Yeah, he was involved in it.
His assignment being out there.
Yeah. He had an assignment to block. Yep. It's football. He was involved in a play.
With regard to the energy efforts and stuff you're talking about going forward, what can you do to get that energy effort that you're seeing during the week applied?
Make plays. Be accountable. Take what you did in practice, and you did it correctly, and do it on Sunday correctly. And then when you're making plays, it's a lot more fun.
And you're seeing things done correctly during the week?
Yes.
What about Mario's ankle?
Yeah, I mean, I laid out there yesterday the injured guys, you know, what their status was coming out of the game. And then, as you know, we take today and tomorrow and kind of see where we are, and then, we'll have a report out on Wednesday. But I went through all the guys who were hurt yesterday.
Derek was very purposeful after the game in terms of putting it on himself. It's not the first time that he's done it.
Yeah.
Execution, you testified to this, where, as a quarterback, you're in charge of the offense, and it falls on you, on your shoulders largely. But when you guys look at the film, I'm sure – you saw more total. What did you see? I mean, is that a little unfair of Derek to put it all on his shoulders?
Well, I don't think anybody should, but the head coach and the quarterback are where usually we're the ones that have our one loss record tied to it. So we won 25 games together here. We're going to win a bunch more going forward. So at the end of the day, execution of basic plays is what has to be better. You get an opportunity to make plays, you got to make plays. And we had some opportunities that we didn't make. We had some others where we can do a better job. So like I said, coaching, whether it's what we're doing, how we're calling it, when we're calling it, what the design is, the execution of it, all that, it comes together. It's all players and coaches sharing it. That's what it is. So, one guy can try and take it all. I've said it before, hey, put it on me. It always comes back to the head coach anyway, ultimately. So I understand that. I'm not afraid of that, and I know Derek's not. So, but the bottom line is we as a football team get these opportunities to go out and play, and it's a game we're very passionate about that we love. Yesterday's one where we came up short, and it stings.
Do you think Derek is playing tentatively at times? Do you worry that he's lost his confidence in his line?
I don't believe so. I don't believe that he's lost any confidence in his line. I think that there have been many examples throughout this season where we have not played boldly to go make the plays. And I would really like to see that. Because at the end of the day, if you kind of go halfway, it's not good enough anyway. So I'd love to see us just let it rip, okay, and go play. I talked about hair on fire. I talked about that kind of effort and energy, playing fast. That's what I believe in, okay, and I'd love to see it more often.
Playing boldly, let it rip. What does that look like as an offense?
Well, I would say as a football team, You know, to sit here and try and describe it in front of you, it's harder than maybe just putting on the tape and showing you. But we've had glimpses of it throughout the season. We just haven't been able to do it. I mean, look at the fourth quarter. Look at the way the fourth quarter played out, and just where was that in the first three quarters? I mean, just look at that. I thought we played with more urgency and intensity and all that. I mean, it's a little late when you're down 26-0. So, but you saw glimpses of it there. I mean, you know, guys were making plays, getting off the field on D, offensively, you know, moving the ball, throwing the ball, making guys miss, run, all the things that you got to do, come alive. So, we didn't do enough of that early in that game.
Jack, that's not the first time you guys have started slowly. This year. It was the fifth time you guys scored in the first quarter, quarter and a half. As you look at it, I'm sure you analyze it and sense why.
No, I mean, I would say you're saying that like in the previous couple of years, it's all been perfect early. I don't think so. I mean, it's you know, what you're talking about, you know, and you want to make it this year, right? I'd say that's something that, you know, all teams are looking for. You know, you want it all the time. Okay, so the bottom line is. Wasn't what it needed to be yesterday. That's what we're here to talk about.
Is that that mindset, the bold, let it rip mindset, something that's got to come from you, or has it got to come from the leaders on this team to go out and be ready to go and be ready to let it rip?
Like I said, we're sharing it, okay? It's obviously what I'm looking for, and I've got to do the things necessary to pry it out of our guys. But I'd love to just it be what we do and how we do it. That just be part of who we are.
And what's kind of who you guys were last year?
Last year we won a lot of close games, right? Mm-hmm. Won a lot of close games. So you feel a little different about it when you win a couple of those close games. If we win instead of 16-10, we win in Denver in that close game, we have a chance at the end, come back and win, it feels different, right? If it's 17-16 and the Chargers – sneak out with a victory, and we win that game, it feels different, right? So those are close games. You didn't make the play-in, all right? And you come up play short, however you want to look at it. So that's the difference. That's the difference between feeling good or not feeling good, all right? Are you as an organization, as a football team, are you trying to grow beyond close games that you're pulling out and start dominating in games? Yeah, absolutely. That's what the goal is. Just hasn't manifested itself yet. Well, you know, I don't like to sit up here in grade positions, okay? So I'm not going to today. You know, I thought they competed hard. We were playing a lot of guys. Obviously, without, you know, both of our guys in Coop and Crab, you know, we didn't have Coop very long. So, but we filled in and battled. But, you know, we like to get more production there.
Crabtree had a pretty high snap count in that game, but late, a couple of your late drives, there were some key plays where he was not in the formation, was on the sidelines. Was there anything to do with his health or conditioning?
No.
Or that was just
no.
That's good. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.